يا حياتي يا فؤادي، يا عشيقي يا ودادي، يا قصيدي. Previously on Heartbreak.
I wonder how the kids are managing. They've never had to get done on their own before. Oh my Huda, who is plaiting your hair? I'm so, so sorry, my princess. I really should have fought harder to keep you people.
Rumaisa.
Ji, mommy.
Mahmood phoned. He wants the chicken jalfrezi which you make when you get out of bed. Please come and make it.
Okay. Chicken jalfrezi was Abdullah's favorite. I wonder whether they're eating properly. You know, Yasser is probably just feeding them junk food. There must be a way to get them back with me.
Abba Hasina said that if we are late one more time, we are going to stay in during break.
Why were you late?
Abdullah doesn't listen to me when I tell him to get done. He runs around and takes forever to eat. Ummi had to just give him the look and he would get scared.
I don't always know where to find my kurta and things. Tomorrow, can we have mutton curry and rice for supper? I don't want chips and biryani.
How long have you been divorced and what led to it?
Just under a year. We just couldn't see face to face.
That's not very long and that's a blank statement. Is there something to hide?
No. It's just that there were two of us in a marriage and we each had our own faults. I have grown from that point of having to discuss the flaws of the mother of my children to elevate myself. Remember that she and I had differences and as a result our marriage fell apart.
I've been told that you have custody of your children. Would you be willing to amend your arrangements so that you and I will be able to have spousal relationships without the interference of the children?
No. Given my children, this is not an option.
We are the problem that Abba can't find his happily ever after. In order for him to get married, he needs to let go of us.
And now on Heartbreak.
مشاعر الحب في الرحمن تأتلق تصغي إلى القلب في شوق له ألق مشاعر الحب في
يا فؤادي يا عشيقي يا ودادي يا قصيدي يا
Rumaisa had spent the morning in the kitchen baking a chocolate cake and preparing the food the children like best. Her excitement reverberated throughout the house and she was secretly hoping that the children were excited to see her as they were to see Yasser on his weekend visits.
عب نظم من نداك كم شربنا من رؤاك.
Come children, we don't want to keep your mother waiting. I'm sure that she is excited to see the two of you.
Wow, I'm so excited to see her. I miss her so much, especially her baking.
Well, I'm ready. And there is no way I'm sitting in the back seat with Abdullah again. He can be so annoying.
Oh yeah, I totally forgot that we are traveling across the country to get to your mother. Let me pack some patkos before we leave.
Ha ha, very funny, Abba.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Wow, how long are you going for? All of those toys.
It was a jovial atmosphere in the home as the children prepared to leave for the weekend with their mother. A very different scene to what was experienced when it was time for them to visit with their father. Though Yasser loved having his kids around, the weekends when they were away were welcomed as it gave him the opportunity to regroup and find his feet.
My babies! Oh, look at how you've grown. You've grown so much.
See how strong I've gone, Ummi.
Ummi, it's only been 2 weeks. We've hardly grown. And you're not strong, Abdullah. I can still floor you.
Nani!
They were really excited to come in.
Yeah, sir. Don't come here and act like everything is okay. Please just leave now.
You know, Rumeysa, it doesn't hurt anyone to be civil towards one another. Whether we like it or not, we are going to be part of each other's lives forever. For the sake of the children, we should try to get along.
My father will drop the kids off on Sunday. Abdullah, guess what I made for you?
Deep down, Rumeysa knew that Yasser was right and that it was in the best interest of the kids to get along, but the very sight of him grated on her nerves. She could not control the anger that consumed her when she thought about him, let alone when she was face to face with him.
I understand her hostility towards me, but I really wish that we can come to an understanding, just for the sake of the children. It would make things a little easier if they saw us getting along.
Huda, how is school going, baby? Are you managing? And how's Fatima Zahra?
I am trying really hard to come out top of the class so I can be head girl next year. But Ummi, some days I don't even complete my homework because I'm helping Abdullah.
Is he managing? Grade 1 is a big adjustment, and with all that's going on, I don't want him to fall behind.
His handwriting looks like foul scratches. At least that's what his appa says. He just rushes through his work in class.
Oh, I hope your Abba isn't shouting too much. He must be patient because of all the changes that you people went through this year. It's natural that these circumstances affect his work.
Oh, Ummi, are you also going to remarry?
Is your Abba getting married?
Well, I heard him talking to Auntie Fatima and he was telling her how difficult it is to do everything that you used to. He wants to get married again so that he has someone who will help him with us.
Eh, he could have just left you people with me.
Ummi, he is really trying his best. Do you know that Dada even gave him a promotion now?
All the years I told him to ask and he didn't. Now that he wants another wife, he plucks up the courage to ask for more.
I'm sorry, Ummi.
So, does he have someone already?
Well, I don't think so. That night when I heard him talking, he said that it is very difficult to find someone who wants to marry him because he has baggage.
Did he actually say that?
He didn't exactly use the word baggage, but that's what he meant. He said that all the ladies he saw had a problem with him having children. They didn't want to play mommy to someone else's children, as if we need a new mommy.
He went to see lots of women.
I don't know, but it sounded like it. If it was only one, then he wouldn't have complained about the difficulties of finding a wife. I'm sure it would be easy for you to find a husband, Ummi.
We're living in a time where society's perception of divorces is filled with stigmas. If a woman is divorced, there must have been something wrong with her. Why else would her husband leave her, right? Men don't want to follow the sunnah and marry those who have been married before. But it's okay. What is meant for us will be.
My appa in madrasa always says that dua can change fate. So if we make sincere dua, then we can get whatever we want.
Dua changes fate. But we have to be proactive as well. Huda, don't you want to come home? Don't you want to come and live with Ummi again?
Of course I want to be with you, Ummi. More than anything in the world. Who knows who Abba will marry? We don't want an evil stepmother.
I love you, my princess. And something tells me that all will be okay in our world. Soon. Very soon, my baby.
Yasser had spent his weekend in the company of his parents, who were elated at his dramatic change and his newfound passion for learning about the ways of the Sahaba, as he tried to better himself both as a Muslim and a father. He showed a firm resolution to be a man whose behavior could be emulated by his offspring. And as for Rumeysa, with the conversation between mother and daughter progressing late into the night, Ramesa began feeling much lighter and was looking forward to the week ahead. Yasa would not be prepared for what was about to come his way. Alhamdulillah, you've been listening to Heartbreak, our Radio Islam International drama series. We now cross over to our ulama to discuss the various lessons we've learned from this episode.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, another episode of Heartbreak comes to an end, and there's a lot of lessons to pick up from here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all those who are involved in real life, inshallah. Well, Yusuf, as you see here, the children are excited. They were really excited to see their mother after 2 weeks. Abdullah was missing his mother's baking. Huda also looking forward to see her mother. So here, again, we learn, Mala Yusuf, that the children, when they were with Rumaysa, they were longing to see their father. And now it's the other way around. If the children are with Yasser, they are now longing to see Rumaysa. This drama series is trying to tell us that, look, the children are forced to side on one side, whereas their heart is inclined to the mother and the father jointly.
That is true, Ji. And I think this is a lesson for all those that might be single out there that have children. It happens. You know, sometimes the children is by the mother, and in front of the mother, they would say that they're missing daddy. Or the other way, they might be by the father, and in front of the father, they might be saying, I'm missing mommy. So it generally will cause your heart to break, that you're doing so much for them, but now they're missing the other half. But we need to understand, this is children. If you're looking for a scenario where they're only going to love you and they're not going to miss the other one, it's I won't say it's impossible, but it's very hard to find. Because understand, Marana, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a mother and father for a reason, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created our hearts in this way, that we seek both a mother and a father.
That's it. And here we see how Abdullah is now running towards Rumaysa when he gets there. Actually, it was the other way around, and he was by his mother. So here we understand that the child requires a mother and a father. And again, we're going to say, don't bar each other from the children's life. Now let's move on, Ma Yusuf, to another important aspect. You saw Rumaysa inquiring from Huda with regards to her father's plans. Is he getting married? Did he see girls? Any prospects, etc. And Huda highlighting the fact that nobody wants to marry daddy because of the so-called baggage coming with of the
our
children.
Presence, yeah.
Here again, how do the children feel? And nobody wants to be with us because of us. We are like a lost property. Not this side, nor that side. We are the mercy of people, number one.
Kind of unwanted.
Unwanted. That unwanted feeling, shame, man. Number two, Mala Yusuf, you learn here, is that nobody wants to get into a relationship where there's children involved, whether it's a man or whether it's a woman. The first question when you do go see a girl or a boy, how many children and what arrangements have you made after we get married? Because I'm not going to mother your children. I've got my own children to look after.
Gee, Marana, very interesting point you mentioned. You know, that aspect there of Huda and Abdullah, you know, feeling like they're unwanted, or Huda specifically, you know, overhearing a father that it's very difficult to get married with these children. You ask the question, what do they do? It's just so, it's so mind-boggling. It's such a difficult question to answer at that particular age. What do you do? Mm-hmm. It's not that the parents don't want the children. It's just they feel like that. And that is why, once again, a practical lesson we take from here: if you are a parent involved in such a situation, keep on reminding your children that you love them and you are there for them and you will sacrifice everything for them. Because sometimes they might not say it, but they might start feeling
exactly
like we are not loved or we are unwanted.
Yeah. So as you see Huda speaking to her mother, I don't want to move in with another person. I don't want somebody else coming in to our house. I want to stay with you, mommy, etc. This is the scenario that's unfolding in the house. Moving on, Mala Yusuf, there's two more aspects. I know we always pick on one aspect and we touch on that for that episode, but because we are reaching towards the end of the series, we won't have much time, so we're going to cover it here. That Huda telling her mother that, mommy, you'll get married. It's easy for you to get married. And then the mother responded, Rumaysa responded by saying, no, there's a stigma attached to divorced women in the society.
That is so true.
That people by default think that if she's divorced and if she got children, it's definitely her, it's her fault. Mm. She is on the street or she's in the house again because of her attitude and because of her problems. And if you recall, Mala Yusuf, in that previous episode, Faiza and Rumaysa had it out. And Faiza clearly pointed out to Rumaisa, it's because of your attitude and because of you, Yasser left you. And she's like, I'm surprised why he never divorced you early on. So here you see that these dynamics are playing out, and Rumaisa wants to move on, but she can't because of this baggage. To her also, that nobody's going to marry me, people are going to think it's my fault.
Yes, it's so unfortunate in today's time we find that people that are divorced, they move, they have basically have a stigma. And to be very honest with you, you'll find the stigma is more on women than on men. That is the unfortunate thing.
Yes, that's the sad reality. Women are victimized in this situation. Yes, that's true, Mala Yusuf. It's more difficult for a woman to remarry than a man, because in most cases the man does not bring his children along. He's getting married to another woman. Yes, he might have to settle with her, another woman with her kids. But in most cases, he doesn't take custody of the children, and the woman remains behind. And in so many cases, Mala Yusuf, you find that the woman doesn't even end up getting married.
That is correct, Malana. One of the reasons for this, I'll tell you what's happening in society nowadays particularly. We hear the word divorce and automatically our mind moves away. Now, I'm not saying rush into it. Yes, of course, the traditional research and referencing and things like that should be done. And today with the internet really and social media, it can be done much more easily. There's so much to learn about a person on the web, or at least about most people. But what we should understand is, at the end of the day, a divorce is something that it was a marriage that just never worked out. So yes, it's sad, it's unfortunate, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all those in such a situation.
Yes, and people must remember that you cannot attach a stigma to a woman that's been divorced, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also had two daughters that were divorced.
Subhanallah.
He married women who were previously married. Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha is just one of them. He married women who were previously married. So the next time you pick on a divorced woman, just remember the example I quoted here of the two daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and our beloved mother Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was also previously divorced. So sometimes two wonderful beings cannot get along. It's just the makings of life, and we must not judge people. We must not judge people. You don't know what it's been like in their shoes.
Jazakallah, Mulan. It's really interesting. How beautiful is the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A perfect example. May Allah ta'ala give us the ability to practice and pass it on to others. Until the next episode, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You've been listening to Heartbreak, a Radio Islam International production and Ramadan special.
All rights reserved. Unauthorized broadcast prohibited.